So, Eileen, I've got a question for you today.
You do.
Yes, and the topic is the Alexander technique and plantar fasciitis. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's not a word I use a lot. Is that,
You are
am I
you
doing
are
okay?
you, yes, you're doing fine on that.
And it's come up because of an interview I did recently for a writer for E. Howe, which publishes a little self, I don't know, self-educational things on many topics, and that was the topic. And I solicited ideas from the Alexander email group, and I added a few of my own, but and we'll put a link to that on the page. But you had said that you had some insights into that connection, so why don't you share those with us?
I find that plantar fasciitis is often not a matter of the bottom of the foot, although that's where people feel it. It really is in the end in the heel, and it really is something that has to do with the use of their body and the use of their leg muscles, their calf muscles.
And when you say use, well, you got to say real quickly what you mean by that.
I mean, whether someone is unknowingly usually tightening them or moving them in some kind of odd way that they do habitually without realizing it, that
Okay.
puts an extra stress on them.
Right. And have you had experience with people that you've helped to improve their use and put that word in quotes in an Alexander technique concept, and their plantar fasciitis has improved?
Yes, I have, and quite often it's really getting them to not only improve their certainly their whole use because it has to do with balance, but also to realize how they might be tightening their calf muscles and not sensing it, and so how they can learn to change. Oh, sometimes it's a little change of balance, sometimes it's a change of what their stride is like, to take that pressure off of the calf, and also a way that they can think even when they're just sitting around or when they're not on their feet, that helps them learn to have a sort of a signal in their body that uses their thought to undo some of the pressure, some of the tightening in the calf muscles and
Right,
the other muscles
right.
related to that.
And in that's kind of the same thing that all the other teachers who offered little suggestions or anecdotes said. I'm going to be collecting them all in a short article, and we'll put a link to it here also. And if you have any, if you out there in the audience have any stories to tell, please let us know. I have to say that for me, this is a relatively new topic. I've only had two or three students that actually came for that reason. But it is an interesting topic, and I think it's worth further exploration. So let's end it there. What do you think, Eileen?
Sure.
All right.